Hello?
Yeah, sorry, another one question about the answering service. I listened to their calls. Some of the calls, like, are leads. They said, okay, I'll give them over. They'll call you back once, whatever, in working hours. I don't see even the numbers marked here. Like, whom do they notify?
Yeah, there's a good point, good point. There's an open, it's an on-call, meaning it's the same, when let's say a patient calls the Eagle line, right, like after hours, like on Sunday, right? So
yeah.
It just goes to answering service, and then every day somebody gets an email with, like, the list. You know what I mean? Most of the patients, people calling are not these. They're current patients, existing patients who A, didn't show up, or who knows what. You know what I mean? So someone...
Right, but from NHCP, I got, like, a caregiver. She was interested in home care. Okay, I'll notify them. They'll call you back. I don't see this number in Smartsheet. I don't know who took the call.
All right, not as much. Yeah, no. It's not. Meaning mayor, probably the administrator, gets a list every day.
So I got one lead, actually. I sent it to Sandra to call back. But,
okay,
like,
great.
She was interested. But, like, should I follow up on that? Should I just have someone call them, or should I just leave it because someone's taking care of it? Because they're not long yet. So.
No, nobody's taking care of it. If you're able to, you bring up a good point. Meaning these.
And from where does the call go after answering service? Who takes care of it if it's a lead?
Yeah, you're right. Probably nobody. No, I
why,
honestly,
so why is there an answering service?
Huh?
So why is there an answering service if no one takes care of the call?
Yeah, no, because the answering service is basically 90% of what the answering service does is it's basically taking messages of existing patients. I mean, the mayor's going to look at that, and he's probably not going to – whatever. We should be on top of it. You're right. The question
she said, okay, I'm sending over a message to Eagle Home Care. They'll call you back. To whom did she send over the message?
To Mayor Ostalis.
Mayor? And Mayor sending it. Mayor should have sent it to marketing.
Probably,
like,
I'll talk to him. Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Yes.
Should I wait for Mayor, or should I just have?
No. Never wait. No. Anything you get like this, we never ever wait. You know me. We always. What's the worst that could happen is we call twice. We call three times. But I'm sure nobody dealt with it. No. Send it to Sandra. If you're catching these, send it to Sandra. 100%. No. Don't. If it didn't get, unless you actually see that someone's actively following it on the call log. For sure, Sam.
Right, because none of them are in Smartsheet.
I'm sure they all were forgotten. I guarantee what happened was they were on the list. Nobody, they're forgotten, yes. Mm. I guarantee that, yes.
Okay, so I'll send it to Sandra. Is it a new thing, the answering service? Because I didn't see it. Only the last 2 weeks. Or they never did the NHTV.
Anything that was?
I never saw answering service answering NHTV. So.
Oh, really? It could be. No, I don't even know. So what was...
It was just like a missed call. It was call back. If anything was after hours, it wasn't answered. Right now, I did see that it was answered by answering service.
Right. I don't know. I'm going to find out. Thank you very much for bringing this up. I have no idea. I was just curious.
I'll just send
them
back.
I'm curious. Yeah, it's very important. I'm going to work on this. Thank you very much.
Okay. No.
Give it to Sandra. Anything you find, definitely give it to Sandra, please.
Yeah, I sent it there.
Thanks.
Okay.